Picture Perfect is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided in part by the Frank and Lydia Bergen Foundation and by listener members like you. Become a member at WWFM.org. Thank you. Welcome to Picture Perfect, an hour of music for the movies. I'm Ross Amico, and each week at this time, we present interesting and entertaining music written for film. This week, the focus is on Erich Wolfgang Korngold. May 29th marks the birthday of one of my favorite composers, Erich Wolfgang Korngold, who was born in 1897 and died in 1957. I don't know, maybe it has something to do with watching those Errol Flynn movies on television as a kid. You know, the ones that inspire you to take down the curtain rods and start dueling around the house. Korngold went from being one of Europe's great musical prodigies, his works admired by Mahler, Strauss, and Puccini, and performed by Arthur Schnabel, Felix Weingartner, and Otto Klemperer, to becoming one of Hollywood's transformative film composers. He's a link from old-world opulence to new-world fantasy, his music gracing a number of Warner Brothers' greatest historical adventures. The best one starred Flynn. Here is music evocative of the romance of the high seas from The Seahawk. We'll be right back. music from the 1940s swashbuckler The Seahawk, one of Errol Flynn's finest hours, and also one of the most celebrated scores by Erich Wolfgang Korngold. We've heard the National Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Charles Gerhardt. It was an invitation from theatrical impresario Max Reinhardt that brought Korngold to Hollywood for a big-screen adaptation of A Midsummer Night's Dream. The film starred James Cagney, Dick Powell, and Olivia de Havilland in her big-screen debut, with Mickey Rooney an irrepressible Puck. For the project, Korngold adapted the famous incidental music of Mendelssohn, interweaving material from Mendelssohn's symphonies, and orchestrating some of the songs without words. Even so, the music bears the composer's unmistakable stamp, as you'll hear in the opening music, lifted from the Scottish Symphony, which is marked by plenty of Korngoldian swagger. Here's music from A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Jesus, Thank you.
music from a 1935 film adaptation of A Midsummer Night's Dream, the music of Felix Mendelssohn, transformed by Erich Wolfgang Korngold. We've heard the Berlin Radio Chorus and Deutsches Symphonieorchester Berlin, conducted by Gerd Albrecht. Korngold's work on A Midsummer Night's Dream led to further offers from Warner Brothers under terms he couldn't refuse. In the meantime, the Nazis rolled into Austria, effectively sealing off his return to Europe. Vienna's loss was Hollywood's gain. Korngold would become the crown jewel of Warner's music department. It's all Korngold this week. You're listening to Picture Perfect, music for the movies. Korngold is best remembered for his music for the Errol Flynn Swashbucklers. He scored most of Flynn's best films. One that doesn't receive as much attention is Another Dawn from 1937, about a love triangle among pilots in a British desert colony. Flynn stars alongside Kay Francis and Ian Hunter, who the next year would appear in The Adventures of Robin Hood as Richard the Lionheart. Though Another Dawn is mostly forgotten, save by classic movie buffs, Korngold salvaged the main title music as the opening theme to his violin concerto. Since the concerto has gained in popularity in recent years, you may well recognize it. In any case, here is music from Another Dawn. music from the 1937 film Another Dawn. Erich Wolfgang Korngold wrote the music. As I said, he recycled one of the themes for use in his violin concerto. Charles Gerhardt conducted the National Philharmonic. Korngold was the first composer to accept his own Academy Award. When he won his first Oscar for Anthony Adverse in 1936, he was quite distraught to learn that the practice at the time was for the award to go to the head of the music department, in this case Leo F. Forbstein. The fallout from the experience led to an amendment of the rules, and in 1938, Korngold was at last able to take home the award he had earned for The Adventures of Robin Hood, the film which, more than any other, ensured the immortality of composer and star Errol Flynn. Here's the Utah Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Varojan Kojin. Thank you. one of the all-time classics. We've just heard music from the 1938 film, The Adventures of Robin Hood. Errol Flynn at the peak of his form, as was the composer, Erich Wolfgang Korngold. The Utah Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Varojan Kojin. After the war, the composer attempted to return to the concert hall, and though he achieved a popular success with his violin concerto, premiered by Heifetz, for the most part, he found that the world had passed him by. It was only in the early 1970s that his music began to be reassessed, ironically due to re-recordings of his film scores. His opera, Die Tote Stadt, his violin concerto, and especially his chamber music are now back in the repertoire. And with those selections, from the Academy Award-winning score to The Adventures of Robin Hood, we come to the conclusion of this week's program. It's been all Korngold this week. Korngold born on May 29th, 1897. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for another Picture Perfect. Support for this program has been provided in part by a grant from the Frank and Lydia Bergen Foundation and by the listener members of the Classical Network. Visit our website at wwfm.org and click on donate/renew. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on Picture Perfect, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.